This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Can you share with us his main message at the Wednesday papal audience this morning?
Absolutely, John. Well, this morning, Pope Francis focused on the image of the creche, the nativity scene, or as we say in Italian, the presepio. And he specifically talked about the first nativity scene that was inaugurated 800 years ago by St. Francis of Assisi in the Italian town of Greccio. And the Pope, in his message today, he asked the question, what was the saint's intention in organizing a living nativity scene in this small town? And the Pope went on to explain that St. Francis was trying to create, he wasn't trying to create art, but the idea that through the nativity scene, to really provoke amazement at the humility of the Lord, at the hardships that he suffered right there in the poor grotto of Bethlehem, and of his love for all of us. And today in his message, the Pope focused on the word amazement, because he said that in the face of the mystery of the incarnation of the Word, the birth of Christ, he said, everyone needs this religious attitude, as he called it, of amazement. And he said that in the nativity scene, he saw the characteristics of soberness and joy, which is a reminder that in this time of hustle and bustle of the Christmas season, he said too often consumerism marks Christmas, but he said the nativity scene was created to bring people back to what truly matters. So to God who comes to dwell amongst us. And he also asked all present to focus on the characteristic of joy that's inspired by the nativity scene. He called it a living gospel and a domestic church and a place of encountering Jesus, and where he said everyone can bring Jesus in the manger their expectations, their worries, just like the shepherds did, and just like the people in that town of Greccio did so long ago. And so he suggested that everyone, when they stand before a nativity scene, to entrust to Jesus everything they hold dear and to allow themselves to experience great joy and to ask Jesus for peace. And on that note, after his message, he also asked for prayers for peace, specifically mentioning Ukraine, Palestine, and Israel. He asked everyone not to forget the people who suffer in the evils of war. He also prayed for the victims of the earthquake in China on Monday. And he made it clear that he is very close to those people in prayer, the suffering people. And he also gave a message of encouragement to the emergency services who are working there. And he invoked the blessing of God upon all, asking God to bring comfort and relief in their time of sorrow, John.
Those are very inspirational words by the Holy Father this morning. Every one of our own nativity scenes, whether it's in our living room or outside in front of our home, it's an opportunity for us to experience that. Really, it is a moment that to really reflect on what it's all about, and also it's an opportunity to also share with others the real meaning of the season.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And it's interesting because in Italy, you know, every church and every home has a presepio, has a nativity scene. Some of them are very, very ornate and interesting. And there's all kinds of figures. So you see, for example, people who you would see in a busy city, like you'll see the butcher who is depicted there in the scene, and you'll see someone selling cheese, and you'll see someone doing laundry. And I mean, it's really fun and quite busy. But the idea is, as my husband John and I always say, to look at a nativity scene like that and to remember Galatians 4:4, that in the fullness of time, Christ was born into the busyness, into the chaos of life. But our challenge when looking at a nativity scene and when living our lives every day is to find Christ in the midst of the busyness, the craziness, the chaos, whatever it may be, and to have those moments of amazement, of reflection, and of joy.
And this was a big week for the Holy Father. He celebrated his 87th birthday. That had to be quite special there in Roma.
Yes, indeed. His 87th birthday, which actually makes him one of the oldest reigning pontiffs. Now, he celebrated, just as you said, John, in a very special way, celebrating with children and families. And these are children and families who are assisted by the Vatican Santa Maria Pediatric Dispensary, which specifically provides medical aid to poor families and mothers. And it goes all the way back to the year 1922. This was something that was established by Pope Pius XI. And to this day, it's run by the Daughters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul. And so to celebrate, the families presented the Holy Father with a cake, with a bouquet of sunflowers. They sang happy birthday as well. And he took the opportunity to speak as well and talked about the importance of preparing for Christmas. He said that he gave a reminder that during these days, it's a time to remember when Jesus came, that he came to be with us. And he also reminded all the children that this is a season to prepare our hearts for Christmas to receive Jesus. And then he asked the kids a question. He said, "What will you ask Jesus this Christmas?" And so he asked them to close their eyes and to determine what they're going to ask Jesus. And he, of course, finished with a special blessing and a Christmas wish to all. And yes, so it was quite a festive celebration, John.
Well, I know that part of the celebration there in the Eternal City is all the Christmas trees that are just about everywhere. And I know Italy is boasting of having the world's largest Christmas tree.
You're right. And actually, believe it or not, it's not a living tree. It's actually a tree of lights. So get this, Italy, every year near the town of Gubbio, they make this gigantic light Christmas tree with over 700 lights. And the tree measures at 2,500 feet. And then it's topped with a giant star of lights. They use more than 5 miles of cables to actually power these lights. And each local adopts a light and dedicates it to their loved ones. They write messages, everything from welcoming newborns to messages remembering the dearly beloved deceased. And so it's quite a thing to see, but it's also in the Guinness Book of World Records from back in 1991. So indeed, the world's largest Christmas tree right there in Italy.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.